Bitcoin ETF stretch inflow streak to 9 days with 212B Friday U.S. spot. Bitcoin ETFs extended their net inflow streak to 9 consecutive trading days on Friday, pulling in $212 billion in fresh capital, according to a post from CoinMarketCap citing daily flow data. The run reverses the bleed that defined the prior week, when the same group of products shed roughly $1.9 billion in outflows led by BlackRock's iBit. Bitcoin traded at $77,957 as of April 27, 2026, down 0.2% on the day but up 5.1% over the past 7 sessions, according to live CoinMarketCap data. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index reads 45 neutral, suggesting the spot bid is doing the heavy lifting rather than retail euphoria. How fast the tape flipped. Less than 2 weeks ago, the story was capitulation. Daily redemption prints crossed $400 million on multiple sessions. BlackRock's iBit alone gave back the lion's share, and analysts argued that the ETF cohort had become a net seller of Bitcoin into a falling market. That framing now needs a footnote. A 9-session inflow run is not a 1-day mean reversion. It implies a sustained shift in either rebalancing flows, advisor allocation models, or institutional treasury demand. The $2.12 billion Friday print, if correct, is among the largest single-day net inflow figures since the products launched in January 2024. Why the reversal matters: spot Bitcoin ETFs absorb supply from open market sellers and remove it from circulation in custodial vaults at Coinbase Prime, Anchorage, and other regulated qualified custodians. When the ETFs are net buyers, the float that has to clear new miner issuance and exchange supply tightens. Bitwise data cited earlier this month showed the cohort absorbing 18,991 BTC over 5 days, or roughly 9x daily new mine supply. Two structural reads of this reversal: allocator rebalancing. Quarter-end and month-end rebalances often pull capital toward the worst-performing assets in a 60-40 style mandate. Bitcoin's drawdown into the low 70Ks may have triggered allocation triggers at registered investment advisors who hold iBit or FBTC as a sleeve. Macro positioning. With the Federal Reserve's FOMC decision scheduled this week and consumer confidence data Tuesday, allocators may be front-running an expected dovish tilt by adding duration-sensitive risk assets, including Bitcoin. Neither red is confirmed. Both are consistent with the size and consistency of the prints. What this does not tell us, a 9-day inflow streak does not mean the outflow cycle is done. Two of the last 3 reversals in 2025 saw inflow runs of 7 to 10 days, only for outflows to resume on the next macro shock. The current streak coincides with a quiet news week in Washington, a stable dollar index, and a neutral fear and greed red. Any one of those changing could put the cohort back in net redemption mode within a single session. The $212 billion daily figure also concentrates the print. If a single issuer such as iBit accounted for the bulk, the breadth of the rally is narrower than the headline suggests. Per issuer breakdowns from Farside Investors and So-So Value tend to publish a few hours after CoinMarketCap's headline number. Implications for spenders and on-chain holders. For users who hold Bitcoin on-chain or through a self-custody crypto card, ETF flows matter only insofar as they move spot price. A 9-day inflow streak coinciding with a 5% weekly gain in BTC means top-up costs and spend-down values are both higher than they were a week ago. For users on staking yield card programs, rising BTC prices increase the dollar value of pledged collateral but do not change the underlying yield mechanics. The story is more meaningful for treasury issuers and miners. Strategy now holds more Bitcoin than BlackRock's iBit at roughly 600,000 BTC, and Metaplanet raised $50 million in zero-interest bonds last week to keep accumulating. Both bets get easier to defend when the largest passive bid in the market is buying alongside them. What to watch this week: FOMC decision, Wednesday. A pause with dovish guidance has historically lifted ETF inflows for the following 2 sessions. A hawkish surprise could end the streak in 1 print. Per issuer breakdown. Whether iBit, FBTC, or BITB drove the $2.12 billion figure changes how durable the bid looks. Friday close. A 10th straight inflow day would make this the longest streak since the launch quarter in early 2024.